This is KPPC-FM, Pasadena, 106.7. Peter Franklin with you for another couple of hours. And we had a kind of a mellow thing there for a while, and we're going to pick up the pace just a little bit with this crazy song called Warm Heart Pastry.
Still you're gonna do it. One day you're gonna find out. Yeah.
Trouser Snake Rumba from Humble Pie, from their third album. And, what a song, huh? And Rock My Plipsoll from Best of Jeff Beck, English LP from the EMI label. And Mike Heron, prior to that, started the thing off with his Warm Heart Pastry song. English albums available from Records Limited, by the way. We get ours from there. Thank you, Records Limited. They're at 2818 West Pico in Los Angeles. Truth of Truths is a contemporary rock opera complete with an overture written and arranged by Ernie Friedman. Great soundtracks on it. For complete, the Truth of Truths album is designed and created to bring out many different kinds of things. Truth of Truths, a contemporary rock opera. It's an album of feeling and a must for your collection. Truth of Truths is available at all 15 warehouse record and tape stores, including Granada Hills, Hollywood, and Panorama City. New on Oak, OAK, like the tree records. Truth of Truth, a double record set, priced at just $6.69 at all 15 warehouse record and tape stores. That's Truth of Truths. Okay? With so many laws, you're bound to get more people running afoul of them, right? For their own reason, or sometimes it has nothing to do with what they've done. If you need legal assistance, if you've been arrested, or if you are arrested and you're listening to me in the jail, which is very unlikely, but if you are, you have a legal problem, dial 6-MOTHER. That's the number for the legal switchboard, 24 hours a day. If you are listening in jail, hello, by the way. The people there can get you in touch with responsible lawyers for free legal counsel. Or if you've been arrested, they'll help you get a reliable bail bondsman. That'll also call your job, your mother, your friends, whatever you might need in your time of need. For legal assistance, call the legal switchboard, dial 6-M-O-T-H-E-R, 6-MOTHER. And that's a 24-hour line. And if you're on the outers and you have some spare time, the legal switchboard can always use some volunteer help around the office. If you can spare a couple of hours a week or an afternoon or something like that, if you can do that, again, dial 6-MOTHER. Well, let's see. I was going to toss a coin between the new Young Buds album or some music from Mother Earth and Tracy Nelson, but I think I've already decided. So, Seven Bridges Road from Mother Earth.
There are stars in the southern sky. It's southward as you go. There's a taste of damn sweet honey on the seven bridges road.
If I was the sun the way up there, I'd go with her most everywhere. I'd be the moon when the sun go down, just to let her know I'm still around. That's how strong my love is, darling. That's how strong my love. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. I'll be the weeping willow drowning in my tears, but you can go swimming when you are here. I'll be the rainbow when the tears are gone. Wrap you in my colors and keep you warm. That's how strong my love is. Oh, baby, that's how strong it is. That's how strong my love is. How strong my love is. Be the ocean so deep and wide. Catch your tears whenever you cry. I'll be the breeze when the storm is gone. Dry your eyes and love you once more. How strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong it is.
strong, my loving. Oh, darling, that's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. Oh, my love's how strong. Oh, my love is so strong, darling. Well, it's been so long, darling. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong.
There's a couple of country versions of rhythm and blues songs there. Dock of the Bay, Eric Anderson from A Country Dream, his last for Vanguard label. And a new album from the Youngbloods, just couldn't, after I billboarded it that way and said I was going to toss up between the two, I mean I couldn't slight the Youngbloods in any way. The album is Good and Dusty, that's what it's called, and we heard That's How Strong My Love Is. It's a rather a loose album, but it has some very good music in it. Good and Dusty, the Youngbloods. And Seven Bridges Road from Bring Me Home, Mother Earth. That's an interesting song. Never could figure it out. Maybe it's, maybe I'm dull or something, I don't know. Seven Bridges Road. But it's a good song, and it's one that Rita Coolidge, I believe, did on her album, too. Who was the writer on that? Let's see. Steve Young, that's right. I think he has an album, too, on A&M or something like that. Okay, this is KPPC Pasadena, almost 4:30 now. Now and a half away from Bob Taylor, tonight at 10. It's, The Wandering Maverick Applegate, until 2 in the morning. I think you recognize this one from the Beatles on KPPC. 106.7, by the way, in stereo from Pasadena.
Oh,
From the Beatles to Paul Butterfield, including I'm a man from the Winwood album, which was not supposed to be, but is. It's taken off the market. A feature album on Stevie Winwood, I'm a Man, from the album of the same name many years ago, it seems now. And I always keep going back to this one, the first Rod Stewart album, with so many fine musicians, including Keith Emerson, Mickey Waller, Ron Wood, of course, who's now in the group, and Ian McLagan, who's in the New Faces too. Really fine, fine song. Cindy's Lament. He wrote it and sings it on the first album. He's my main, definitely main man. And it's kind of hard when you're, you know, when you like to program that kind of music and it gets played so much all over the place and you're a little, I should direct it to me because it's me I'm talking about, get a little reluctant to play too much of it from the material that is always, you know, on the air anyway. But I don't hear that track, or for that matter, very much of this first solo LP being played, so I always keep going back to that one because I really enjoyed the music on it. Not that it's any better than the others. I honestly believe as a producer, Rod Stewart has increased his prowess immeasurably since this first effort. Well, anyway, on to other things, which include telling you about the whiskey. And another kind of favorite performer of mine is coming there. Jackie Lomax is coming the 17th through the 21st with a special guest, Ruth Copeland, whose music is and singing ability is really great. Really. You probably haven't heard too much about Ruth Copeland, but if you can find some time later on in the program, we'll air some of that for you. Eric Burdon and Jimmy Witherspoon are there now, the 15th tonight, at the Whiskey, 8901 Sunset Boulevard. But Jackie Lomax has a new band, and I bet you you'd be real entertained if you went there tomorrow to wherever the 21st is, with Ruth Copeland. That's the Whiskey, and you can ask for their little brochure of stuff, of artists that are coming in when you leave there or when you go there. And if you'd like to find out more information by the phone, you can ask for the Whiskey, 8901 Sunset Inevitable Boulevard in Jollywood. The County Department of Parks and Recreation will present three performances of Shakespeare on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, November 26th, 27th, and 28th at 2 p.m. at the Outdoor Pilgrimage Theater in Hollywood. A Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet, and As You Like It will be performed by the New Shakespeare Company of San Francisco. I bet they're a very good cast. The Pilgrimage Theater is located on Coenga Boulevard, opposite the Hollywood Bowl, November 26th, 27th, and 28th at 2 p.m. And it's free. How about them apples then, eh? Gratis and no cost. Okay, here's a thing from Dion. Here's a new album, and I bet this one will flash you. Let's listen.
Hey, I love a girl in a groovy hair. You know what I'm talking about. A little girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, whoa, I got love, baby, kill this to your mom. Gonna give them all to you, baby. Gonna get you sometime, honey. Each time I see you and I, baby, my heart cries. You know it does, honey. I tell you, I'm gonna steal you and I, wear them all old guys and get in there all wild. Whoa, whoa, from the happy day I met you, made a bet that I was gonna get you, baby. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Gonna get you sometime. Now real low. Ruby, 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 baby. Ruby, 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 baby. Yeah, ruby, 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 baby. Ruby, 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 baby. Ruby, 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 ruby. Yeah, look at it.
I'm gonna lose now. the groove going. Keep it going. Don't stop. Keep the groove going. Gotcha. 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 Hold on. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Otis Redding live in Europe. Thank you so much. Johnny Otis Show prior to that, and from the new album Sanctuary, a live thing. I have no idea where it was taken. Ruby Baby, Tiger Music. Huh. Sure, it's great. It says here recorded at Electric Lady, and I guess that was, Bitter End in New York. That's where it was. Ruby Baby, from Dion DiMucci. We have one word for you, and after that we'll have some news. Some interesting things in the news today, I'm told. Let's listen to some words from Pacific Stereo about their fantastic-sounding system, which includes a 225-watt Sherwood FM stereo receiver, a Myrecord 750A record changer with a bass, and an ADC 220XE elliptical cartridge. Sounds pretty mysterious, doesn't it? And a pair of rectilinear 10A speakers. It's a Sherwood system, and it's one of the tops in power and clarity. It's an $800 system, and at the $799.95 price, you can save $148.50 from the regular Pacific Stereo price. And you can get a 5-year written warranty and a 1-year speaker trial privilege. Right now at Pacific Stereo, they have a complete selection of pre-recorded cassette, stereo 8, and reel-to-reel albums. And other values too, which include $110 Girard SL65B changer, the one that you've probably heard about, with a Stanton 500E cartridge for only $80. You can save $30 on that. And among other things, you can convert your present system to 4-channel with a Dynaco quadapter and 2 Quadraflex mini quad speakers. And you can do that for $60. Trades are welcome at Pacific Stereo, and their locations are in Hollywood, North Hollywood, Santa Monica, Torrance, La Habra, and Costa Mesa. They're open till 9 on weekdays and till 5 on Saturday and Sunday. This is KPPC-FM Stereo, 106.7 from Pasadena. Peter Franklin with you for another hour.
Good afternoon. This is Mike Hagler reporting some news for KPPC. Bill Brophy is the Republican candidate for the Assembly seat in the 48th District. He was also the target of an assassination attempt that missed taking his life by a couple of inches. At about midnight last night, Brophy says a car cruised slowly by his house in the Mount Washington area of Highland Park and stopped. Brophy says as he stepped in front of the large picture window at the side of his house, he heard gunfire and the plate glass window shattered into tiny pieces onto the floor. The car sped away. Police ballistics experts say the 7.22 caliber slugs must have come within inches of Brophy's head. Brophy, who has run against 3 other candidates for the Assembly seat in the 48th District, is a Republican and adheres closely to the Law and Order platform and opposes gun control legislation. But one would wonder whether an assassination attempt might temper his politics.
Do you think that this is an excellent example of the need for some sort of legislation or, to get firearms away from out of the public hands?
No, I don't feel that way at all. I don't think that, as a matter of fact, on that particular issue, I don't think that that's going to solve anything because, you know, we have a constitution that permits people to bear arms, and this is one of the basic elements of individual freedom, the fact that we don't concentrate the power in the hands of the police or anybody else, the government. So I don't believe that that's the issue here. I think the issue here is really the campaign practices and the way people are getting so determined to not listen to the other person, not use the give-and-take rhetoric check-and-balance system that our Constitution is based on. This is people telling people that this man has to be shooken up or shot at or something because he doesn't agree with us.
But as a study of the history of the 1960s will show, politics and the right of private citizens to bear firearms can often have disastrous results. Assassination has too often proven itself an easily accessible tool to the political fanatic. And by Brophy's admission, the attempt on his life last night was the work of amateur political fanatics, motivated by the rhetoric of a very volatile campaign in the 48th District.
Let me tell you the story of a soldier named Dan. Went out to fight the good fight in South Vietnam. Went out to fight for peace, for liberty and all. Went out to fight for equality. Oh, let's go.
The Army wants you, and it's now willing to pay more money to get you. When the phase one of the wage price freeze ended yesterday, the freeze on military wage increases under the draft extension bill was lifted, so that now a first-term private in the Army makes twice as much as he used to, and the pay hikes are effective through the ranks. Besides the $268.50 a month paid new trainees and privates, recruiters point out that a career in the military offers free room and board, free medical care, travel, and cheaper haircuts. All these benefits are aimed at beefing up the all-volunteer Army President Nixon's hopes to have operating by July of 1973. As Sergeant Vance Lewis of the Hollywood Recruiting Office explains, the new Action Army looks better than ever to a young man wondering what to do with his life.
They can get what they want from us. As an example, a young man wants to go to Europe. He's going to have to work for years to get enough money to go to Europe. And yet he can come in with us, and here we'll pay him almost the same amount of money that he's getting on the outside through this new pay raise. Plus, he'll be getting training in a specialty that he would like to do and get guaranteed to go to Europe at the same time. So for the next 2 years to 3 years, he's got his life, let's say, pre-planned. Plus, he's getting he's losing nothing, neither monetarily in terms of advancement, neither is he losing so far as his education is concerned, because he can continue his education with the Army paying practically all of his education benefits at the same time, even while he's on duty.
So, for a pre-planned life, see your local Army recruiter. Former President Johnson is delivering warnings against what he considers rising isolationist sentiment in this country, and Johnson said that such isolationist attitudes might prevent the United States from fulfilling its responsibilities as a world leader. In a speech before the New York University's Graduate School of Business Administration, LBJ said the new coalition of isolationists, made up of conservatives and liberals, seeks to diminish America's role in the world for entirely different reasons. Said Mr. Johnson, responsibility is the price of leadership. We, the strongest and wealthiest nation on earth, if we do not lead, then our system, as we know it, just cannot survive. Leadership will be on the minds of members of the House of Representatives tomorrow when they consider a record-high military budget for 1972 of more than $71 billion. Despite the fact that expenses for the Vietnam War have reportedly been reduced, the military budget jumped by $1.5 billion from last year. Appropriations for the new spending bill include more than $1.1 billion for the controversial anti-ballistic missile system. Figures on the amount to be spent on the Vietnam War are classified. And while we're on the subject of leadership, I want to tell you all that our illustrious Spiro Agnew will be in town tomorrow and will be addressing a conference at the Century Plaza Hotel. And so, the Senate has given working mothers in the women's liberation movement a long-sought victory by voting to give a tax deduction for some of the expense of hiring babysitters so mothers can take jobs outside the home. Under that proposal, couples with joint incomes of up to $27,600 a year would be allowed starting next year to deduct at least a portion of their babysitter's wages from their income tax. Opponents to the bill argued that allowing the deduction for babysitters would cost the government $350 million a year. But feminists have long complained that businessmen can deduct the cost of drinks, meals, and entertainment for customers as business expenses, while working mothers could not deduct the care of babysitters. The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled today that Captain Susan Strzok, who was the first Air Force officer in history to give birth while on active duty, can be discharged because, quote, a compelling public interest in not having pregnant female soldiers in the military establishment is important.
The court turned down a petition by the former McCord Air Force Base unwed nurse that she would be allowed to remain in the service. It upheld an Air Force regulation providing for the honorable discharge of women officers who become pregnant. Quote, we are not persuaded that it, the regulation, is either arbitrary or irrational. And so that officer will have to leave the armed forces. Women's liberationists, with the aid of New York Congressman Seymour Halpern, may win a major currency victory soon. Congressman Halpern is proposing that the $2 bill be reissued by the government, this time emblazoned with the picture of a woman. Halpern suggests a portrait of Susan B. Anthony, who's a women's rights activist of Civil War days, and that should be engraved on the $2 bill. A move to reissue the $2 bill has received wide support around the nation, including the endorsement of 32 congressmen and 17 state governors. 25 women's groups, which claim to represent 50 million women, have also endorsed that idea. The Women's National Abortion Coalition will sponsor marches to protest existing abortion laws 1 week from today in Washington, D.C. and in San Francisco. Specifically, the Women's Coalition demands the appeal, or rather repeal, of all existing abortion laws, the demand of no forced sterilization, and the repeal of restrictive contraceptive laws. The women say they can expect thousands of men and women to march in both cities. Paul McCartney had a party in London last week to introduce his new band and his new album. Both the band and the album have the same name, Wings. The preview party was one of London's biggest pop social events of the year, with most people in black tie and tails, many wearing tennis shoes with the formal attire. Guests included Elton John, Keith Moon, Led Zeppelin, and others, but none of the other former Beatles were there. McCartney and his group Wings played some live cuts off the album, including one entitled Love is Strange, which is an old Everly Brothers tune you may well remember. It looks like the Fiesta del Sol Rock Festival has been delayed for a while, if not canceled altogether. The festival is scheduled to go on during Thanksgiving vacation, November 24th through the 28th, near San Juan, Puerto Rico. Some of the best names in rock music had signed to appear, and the festival seemed to be one that was well managed and would really happen. However, it looks now that the thing is off. Eric Christensen of San Francisco had helped the Fiesta del Sol management in the early stages of planning. He said he had hoped that the festival would come off so that the bad name the word festival has had these days would be turned around. Christensen said, however, that two major unexpected hassles developed which have forced the promoters to delay or cancel the event. The first is the unexpected cost of sending equipment to Puerto Rico, and the second is that the charter flight technicalities from major cities around the country would not be worked out with the Federal Aviation Authority. No one has been able to reach any of the promoters to find out exactly what's going on, but at this point it looks like Fiesta del Sol is not going to be held. Peter, that's it.
Thank you, Mike. This is KPPC-FM. Pasadena. Thank you.
Oh, sweetheart. I'll get right back to you one of these days.
Jimi Hendrix and Steve Miller, Jackson Kent Blues, from the number 5 album. Going to stop just for a second as kind of a postscript to an earlier story that was read by Mike Hagler, our newsman, our intrepid news cub. It was concerning the march in San Francisco on women from the western states who will be marching in a massive demo for the repeal of all abortion laws. Now, this is coming up in San Francisco on the 20th, if you recall. It's an attempt to end forced sterilization and for the repeal of all restrictive contraceptive laws. On the same day, a parallel demonstration will be held on the East Coast in Washington, D.C. These demonstrations have been organized on a national scale, and they're going to demand that women have the right to decide whether or not they wish to bear a child, which only seems natural to me. Well, anyway, it isn't so, right? The Los Angeles Women's Abortion Action Committee is offering round-trip bus tickets to San Francisco for $14. Now, volunteers are urgently needed to help sell these tickets, as well as work in the Abortion Action Office, to finalize the plans for November 20th. Remember, that's only 5 days away. Men, of course, are welcome to purchase tickets and to march in the demonstration. I'm sure there would be many doing so. If you would like to purchase a ticket for the November 20th demonstration, or you can help in any way, please contact Bonnie Aptekar. A-P-T-E-K-A-R. That's an interesting name. Bonnie Aptekar. Anyway, she's at 487-7696. That's 487-7696. Okay, we're going to back off the music just a little bit here and play something from the first Crosby, Stills, and Nash album.
My lady, looking for beautiful.
KPPC FM, Pasadena.
What I'm thinking of you.
woman. You bore my child, Lord. You bore my child, Lord. I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you. And no one else will.
I'm your
real.
Boss Gags from his new band. Kind of a nice thing there. And what else did we hear? Van Morrison, You're My Woman. And a thing from Poco, the new album, for On the Inside. What should I say? What if I should say I love you? Kind of a nice love song. And 49 Bye Byes prior to that. That gets us up to date. We're about 15 minutes in front of Bob Taylor. And that will be entertaining you. The Terrible One will entertain you until 10 o'clock this evening.
Grandma, I brought some nice things for you from my mother.
My goodness, step up closer so Grandma can have a better look at you.
Oh, Grandma, what big ears, nose, tail, eyes, and teeth you have. Here, I brought just the thing for those great big choppers of yours. Some close-up toothpaste. It comes in mint green and regular red.
Oh, thank you, my dear. Now move up here and take a gander at Grandma's great big close-up smile.
That's it, Grandma. Close-up for close-up smiles.
Positive and provocative comment. For news of a real alternative lifestyle and transcendental sound, listen to the Krishna People every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on KPPC.
Hare Hare.